other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
Hey, we got the GCN Police Chief Artis Aveda here. I'm talking over my own intro.
Live from Austin, Texas.
Hey, your dad ran guns, you're saying, against the communists. I admire that.
Amen.
And now Obama is literally a weatherman, and you're here trying to help him get everybody's guns.
Listen, I've listened to all the president's statements, and what he's really supporting is trying to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. That's my opinion.
You know, his health care plan doubles the rates for people.
See, now I'm not going to talk about policy. Has nothing.
But I mean, Obama is horrible.
No, you don't vote for him. I mean, that's just the way.
But I mean,
whether you like a president or not,
you're always nice to come in. What do you think about the Boston situation? How they said we have someone arrested who we think did it. Oh, well, now we're not having a press conference, and now it's these guys.
Ed Davis, the commissioner, is a friend of mine. He's a real honorable man. When those things happen,
is that the giant guy?
Well, he's not. I love you, man. The giant.
And he's got Fred Flintstone as deputy chief.
I don't know. Listen, when those things happen, a lot of information comes out. Half of it's the media runs with stuff. They hear a rumor that's unconfirmed, and they start reporting as gospel. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of confusion. And so I can tell you that I know that at some point I will get from Ed Davis a very in-depth briefing of lessons learned, what went right, what went wrong. I'm just thankful that not that many people were injured or killed. I mean, my heart goes out to all the victims. We had about 26 members of our department running there.
Oh, wow, that's terrible.
One of our members was right at the finish line, right, barely missed it. And so we, you know.
It's terrible. Good thing they missed it. Let me ask you this. If there was an event, God forbid, like that in Austin, you know, let's say like the Capitol 10K or something had a bombing like that. Would you lock the city down? I mean, are they now going to have like proctology exams at any public event in Austin?
No, but I think here's what we have to be recognizant of. You know, at airports, people wouldn't just leave a bag and walk away from it. And unfortunately, if you go to our races, especially at the beginning, at the finish and the starting line, you'll see bags all over the place.
But you're never going to... Listen, they had 400 troops, thousands of police. You can't stop it.
You can't stop
it. So, in fact, if I was a terrorist and there was a security line, I would go to it.
Yeah, you can't stop everything. But I think Austin was so laid back. We just got to be a little bit more aware and just be a little bit more responsible. And at the end of the day...
A little more aware. People are trying to get our guns. A little more aware.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of that. And I don't know of anybody that... I don't know of anything in the legislation that other than the assault weapons piece that I'm, like I said, I'm...
Well, let me ask you this. This is my final point on that.
On a personal level, I'm not in favor personally, but the Major City Chiefs, that is the position.
But David, my reporter points out, what the White House has proposed, what's in the bill, is just where a mental health person, they say, they think, and it's not a real adjudication, and then you lose your Second Amendment.
No, the last version that I saw, you could go to a panel of doctors to actually go to appeal it.
A Bloomberg panel?
No, not a Bloomberg. Bloomberg panel, but again, remember.
But see, that's not adjudicated. I want a court to rule someone is insane.
I think that that's what it is. That is exactly what it is. Is the last version I saw, where you have to be legally adjudicated as being mentally, and at some point, if you get better, then you can actually go back and have your rights restored. So I'm not afraid of it.
What about the dad whose son says, I'm going to shoot people with a water gun, so they take all his guns? Did you see that?
I don't know anything about that. I don't think the shooting with a water gun is the end of the world. I'm not worried about that.
Well, I know, but see, it's the nanny state weirdos that run everything.
Life's about moderation. Everything in moderation is good. Things to the extremes on either and anything is not good.
Well, let me ask you this. When are we going to go shoot the 50 cals?
Let me know and anytime.
I know that the Justice Department may not like that.
You know what? I'm not worried about
it. I'm being sarcastic.
PR
lady does not seem excited about it.
Here's what's funny is that you and I actually, I like you. I think you're a great American. But you're going to get beat up because you're too nice to me, and I'm going to get beat up from some people for being too nice to you. But, hey, that's life. I happen to like you, and I enjoy you.
Well, I think you're a nice guy, too. I just hope you're not like deep cover New World Order sleeper cell.
Never.
You sure you're not working for Fidel?
I hope that son of a gun is dead.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
He's dead. He's a guy weekend at Bernie's. I think he is dead. They just roll him out and they just do this and send him back in.
Chief, thanks for coming in with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hard to believe it's already the 20th anniversary of Waco. It's been more than 20 years since the feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and carried out the attack on the World Trade Center with their two idiot patsies. Source on that, New York Times, CBS News. In fact, guys, I didn't play that days ago. I had the guys re-put the CBS newscast in there. I know we got a bunch of clips I haven't played. We're in overdrive right now. I apologize. Everybody had to hold. And I'm glad the police chief came in, but he was scheduled like a week ago. And that guy is so unbelievably charming. And quite frankly, manipulative. It's hard to even be mean to him. Got to see him behind the scenes. That guy will probably end up being the dictator of the country or something. No, I'm joking. Anyways, we're going to talk about shooting, and we're going to turn him over to the Republic side. We'll have Art Acevedo wearing a tri-cornered hat before we're done with him. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Illinois Air Force. I want to talk about Boston and drill in Chicago. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
I, prior military, Air Force, I completely agree with your assessment of what transpired in Boston. It was definitely a drill, and with these types of operations, I mean, you clearly have any number of players in the mix. So, for instance, with the Kraft International, you know, who knows who those guys are? You know, anyone could put on a uniform, with the mercenary flag. You do have the guys with the Geiger counters. So they could have been unaware. But the question that continues to pop up with me, was they had the guys, you know, if we look at your photos, they're looking right at them. They're there the entire time. How were they able to get away?
So, no, that's why there's a cover-up, and they were going to go with the redneck. The leftist media couldn't help it and said, yes, it's a lone redneck. We've got you. And then we release the photos, and they go, oh, no, now we're not. And then they went with the Arab angle, which, knowing them, that's how they run operations, just because that's what they do over and over again. They had all these multiple avenues with other groups of patsies there. But, I mean, who knows if that's even true? They've got Boston locked down to hunt down and get rid of the patsies. That's what I believe is the most probable scenario unfolding from the pathological behavior I've seen from these people before. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're spot on. And I was just listening to an interview with Sybil Edmonds the other day, and she was, you know, talking about Gladio version 2. And this completely fits that scenario. I mean, she even talked about the, you know, the Chechen guys and the Russian connection and all that good stuff.
She talked about this before it even came out? Wow. Let's get Sybil Edmonds back on ASAP, folks. I think it's like Frog something, Boiling Frogs is her website. But, yeah, she was an FBI translator who heard the government running Al-Qaeda on 9/11. If Gladio has been declassified by the Italians, partially by the Germans, and partially by the U.S., over 200 bombings carried out across Western Europe, blowing up school buses, trains, you name it, to blame political enemies anytime people got uppity, then why wouldn't NATO do it now? That's my question. Who stands to gain from this?
Can I fill on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So the next piece I wanted to toss out there, in light of Gladio, in light of the unfolding events in Boston, is information I picked up yesterday. So here in Chicago, Sybil refers to Chicago many, many times as a major hub of operations for Gladio version 2. And yesterday there was a DHS seminar, if you will, at one of the large towers in Chicago, and it was called Violence in the Workplace. And when the folks went to it, they were surprised that it was really in reference to terrorism in the workplace and the possibility of an event occurring in Chicago. And the officials went on to state that there is a command post in this particular tower, and there will be a significant drill in May, like on a Sunday. So everyone's ears are, like, you know, completely up on this. And just want to shine a
light. Oh, yeah. Stay away from all drills. And again, usually there's not an event. But they practice also lying to the public. I've been to a drill in Temple, Texas, that's in my film Road to Tyranny. And we knew about it beforehand. And the Army Bomb Squad comes over and goes, get out of here. And we go, no, we're not going to. And they had Marines there. And the police were there and threatened us. And they go on the news and say, Temple was hit by terrorists. And then the next day, it's in the paper that Temple was hit by terrorists. But in the last line, they admit it was just a drill to, like, psyop people. I mean, this is beyond bizarre. And again, it's all about creating this perception of something that doesn't really exist. And that's what these active shooter drills are in schools, all of it. And look, if they'll drone a whole village, you know, to get, quote, one bad guy and the type of stuff they do, they'll do anything. Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
It's like martial law over here. We got, you know, downtown area and Cambridge, which is very close to Boston and Watertown. It's all on lockdown. The streets look like a ghost town. The reason I'm calling is I was up all night listening to the police scanner and watching the news and seeing how things were unfolding over at MIT. There was a police officer shot, and the police scanner said that the individuals got into a black Mercedes and were driving towards Watertown, which is, I believe, northwest of Cambridge. And
yeah, where did college students get all this money? Go ahead.
Yeah, and the guns. The thing that concerns me is what I picked up on the police scanner was the police saying that there are shots being fired from a stolen state police SUV. And the reports of the automatic gunfire or semi-automatic gunfire didn't happen until they reported that, you know, these individuals were in the stolen state police SUV. And the explosions that they say were going on is, I mean, I'm just speculating here. But if this was a black SUV that was a state police SUV, it might have been a special forces, and they might have had an automatic weapon, a semi-automatic weapon in there. And they also might have had grenades in there. I mean, I'm speculating this.
No, sure, but they're saying, they said the Mercedes, they said the SUV, that much I know. We should look into it being, look up state police SUV stolen. And yeah, I was hearing grenades. I mean, grenades are incredibly hard to get. I mean, those are super well guarded. And yeah, they were describing hand grenades being thrown like a James Bond movie. Look, it's all speculation at this point, but they may be mopping up special forces they were planning to burn. That's probably is a hunter-killer operation. You know, they tell the cops that's the terrorist, get them. And then there were reports they got a naked guy and then shot him. I mean, they're just, God only knows what they're really doing in the city right now. And it's despicable, and it shows how we're becoming a third-world country. Because when there's no rule of law, a bunch of strong men just take over. So good to hear from you. Glad you're doing okay there in Boston. Let's talk to Mel, also listening in Massachusetts. Where are you in Mass, sir?
How you doing? I'm about 40 miles away, but my daughter, she's in Watertown, and she said there's police everywhere on lockdown, and the MBT's closed. But
notice lockdown. Now we have prison planet terms. We're now in lockdown. We're now prisoners. Go ahead.
Put it because she didn't know, you know, what martial law was.
But no, but it is. It's what martial law is lockdown. It's right, normal. Right. Civil law is suspended and it's ruled by military force. This is martial law, period.
I got a couple talking points, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. I got an answer to one of your questions I've been hearing you ask a couple times today. You're asking why are they going after the returning vets? Well, my theory is because they trained them, so they know what they're capable of. And in the future, it's to keep the other, you know, soldiers in subordinate, pretty much. And another thing with the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, they've had 12 years since 9/11. I mean, how many people have they caught? Other than, you know, jock straps and underwear and, you know, groping everybody, you know. I mean, 12 years and they didn't get it right this time. Nobody know all these bomb-sniffing dogs and thousands of people, and nobody saw anybody, you know, leave a backpack. I just don't
understand. Yeah. I mean, the place is crawling with special ops and police right where the bomb goes off. And then they don't want to talk about that. Like, we had people on the spot trying to stop it. We failed. That makes them heroes. No, they don't want to discuss because there was a drill. And why do you run a drill? To stop the regular police from going up and talking to the suspicious ne'er-do-wells. Because normally you would go question those people at the finish line looking incredibly shifty. That's right. Why you do a drill, so you can get the bombs in place. They've done it in Madrid and in London and in Mali and in Dubai, and they do it over and over and over again. I am so sick of it. And then the media comes out. They have the LA Times here, sir, saying that I am a giant fat rat with a huge, and then I say flying monkeys were there. That's a quote with Navy SEALs, thinking their readers are dumb. This Alex Jones guy says there were flying monkeys and Navy SEALs. What a loon. There it is. Alex Jones says Navy SEALs were there, backed up by flying monkeys. And then I'm a rat coming out of a sewer, and then a whole article saying I'm completely insane and that there are no Navy SEALs, okay? So there you go, folks, and they're blocking these photos everywhere because they want to destroy my name and say I'm a liar when all I'm doing, and it's too late because it's already in newspapers now about who are the private security people. Good to hear from you, sir. We're going to skip this network break because we're already in overdrive here. Let's go to Steve in Washington. Thanks for holding here on the air, Steve.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
That's a crazy world, man, crazy life.
It is. Long time listener, first time caller. In fact, I've listened to you for so long, I feel like I almost know you. I'm ex-military, spent 5 years with the 82nd. I've been awake for a long, long time. I come from a grandfather who was actually pretty high up in the Masons, and he woke me up a long time ago. But just to comment on this whole Boston bombing, you know, I think, honestly, one thing that is important to look at this through all this is with their whole changing of the script, obviously we know they were probably going to come after the veterans, the constitutionalists, to lock us down even further. And I think one reason they've flipped the script so hard is to directly but indirectly try and discredit you and your amazing team and everything you've done by exposing these photos, the questions Dan was asking, you know, at the press conferences. Absolutely fabulous job. So kudos to you and your team. Thank you. God bless you for everything you do.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, let's get Dan Bedondi on the roll. I want to get him on now. I want to get him on after we take some more calls, so try to go ahead and get him lined up. Dan Bedondi, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to march in there with the FBI, ATF, all these globalists, knowing who they are, and then just take over their press conference with real questions. You know, to Michael Savage's credit, I didn't hear it. Paul Watson listens to it when he's doing updates at night. I listen sometimes, usually don't have time. He's a writer, so he listens to Savage over the internet when he's in England. He said Savage was going, of course you want to ask who these Navy SEALs are. You want to ask who all this security is right by the bomb. I mean, of course this should be brought up. Of course there's witnesses with a drill. I mean, that is a normal thing. And now they are all over the news today just saying, I am despicable, I am the scum of the earth. I've never seen them on my website saying, we're coming for you, we're going to put our boots on your neck, we're going to kill you. Look, I already know you killed that little eight-year-old kid. I mean, I know you can come kill me. I mean, I hate to take it away from you guys out there, but I know the danger I'm in. So you don't scare me. I mean, I hope you get that through your head. I mean, somebody's got to stand up to you. And look, you're not going to shut me down by making me a rat on the cover of the L.A. Times. You're not going to shut me down by killing me. The info goes forward because ideas are bulletproof, and I want you to get that through your little brain. Anything else, Steve?
No, you know, as someone who has a master's degree in communication studies, you know, I watch these news events, and I see the government goon squads right now in Boston going through the neighborhoods, you know, completely geared up. These are the real terrorists. I mean, they're inflicting just as much terror on that city right now as the actual bombs that went off, you know, back on Monday.
Mind control. It's planting their flag on everybody and urinating all over them, and the average cop doesn't even know that. But, I mean, it's just pure mob psychology. Get everybody used to troops going in and out of houses and saying, you're on lockdown. This is martial law. And now I think to the calls Tuesday and Wednesday of military who sounded credible to me going, we're getting ready. We're being told to get ready to start rolling it out Friday. And, of course, they tell them that to see if they'll do it. It's also to gauge. But, you know, I had call after call for military, current active duty, saying we're getting told ready to roll out on Friday. Go ahead.
You know, I spent 5 years with the 82nd Airborne from 94 to 99. And even back then, I could tell they were testing the waters with us to see how far we would go and do things, you know, as far as, you know, violating posse comitatus and doing things against the American citizenry. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous what they've done to our military, what they're doing to our republic as a constitutional republic. And every time I hear any of our politicians get up there and talk about the democracy we live in, I just want to puke and they need to be...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I read a lot of criminology. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, let's just say this isn't a democracy. This is a constitutional republic.
You're right, it is.
You know, obviously, you know, when you hear the words democracy come out of their mouths, they have absolutely no idea on the original founding of this country.
Well, they mean democracy. If 51% says take our guns, we do. If 51% say get rid of the borders, we do. If 51% say we have no rights, we have no rights. You can't take my rights. You can't vote my rights away. It's that simple. God bless you, sir. And, you know, here's the problem the collectivists have. They may have a large portion of people sheep-like, scared, cowardly, dumbed down. But there's a large portion of us that aren't, and we know what's going on. And look, I've studied a lot of history. I've studied a lot of manhunts, a lot of things like that. If you really wanted this, you would set up checkpoints only at key areas you thought the person was in. There's no point in checkpoints citywide and bring everything to a stop. It's ridiculous. The guy will just stay in one spot. You can't search a city of 700,000 people or whatever it is. It's asinine. And what you do is you'd put undercover people out everywhere and you'd ask the public for help. You wouldn't have just big groups of men marching around behind armored vehicles, bulging their eyeballs out. I mean, it is just pure. These are the jail guards. You're on lockdown and they're parading around in their riot gear inside the prison. This is pure prison psychology, prison planet. Let's go to Chris in Utah. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your point?
All right, Alex, thank you. Good morning, or good afternoon, actually. Listen, I've got two things I'd like to bring up. One of them is no mention of the other three explosive devices that were supposedly found almost within 4 or 5 hours after the devices were exploded at the end
of the
race.
JFK library. Now, this whole thing's a giant cover-up of what really happened.
Sure. No, but see, one of those devices, I mean, they named the location. Now, I don't know the suburbs around Boston, but, you know, I think that implies in and of itself that there were other actors that were involved in all of this. The other thing I'd like to share with a 43-year career, both clinically and as an executive working in hospitals, involves the decedent's body this morning as he was laying in the street. I listened to a physician. Now, I don't know if it was the coroner or a trauma physician at one of the local hospitals, but he described that he had gunshot wounds, blast wounds, and had been apparently run over by the auto of the younger brother. Yet when you look at the remains of the body, he's laying in a perfectly prone position as the police would place you in. But look at the film of his hands. His fingers are totally hyperextended. When your body expires, your hands go into what they call a position of function.
Yeah, rigor mortis.
Well, it takes a while for that to set in. What I'm saying is the position of function is like you're holding a Coke can, but in a very limp way. And your hands would never be hyperextended unless rigor had started to set in. So that is just simply an observation. The other thing is...
Sure, there's no way he's dead with his hands hyperextended. He's obviously alive, saying, I've seen the photo you're talking about. Now they say that may be somebody else. Go ahead.
No, if he'd been shot several times, had blast injuries as this physician was describing, and had been hit by an auto, he would be totally unconscious. The other thing is that when you expire, your eyes are always open. And I'll tell you that's experience from being a Vietnam era Navy corpsman that served with the Marine Corps, one of the first EMTs in the country, later a nurse, critical care background. I will tell you that when people expire, their eyelids are open and their hands are limp.
Sure,
and
everybody knows that. I mean, I'm not a medical person and I know that. Sure.
Sure. Sure, but I mean, it's just an observation because this individual, the older brother, was supposedly already expired at
Sir,
that point.
Sir, nothing about this is true. They've been lying the whole time. That's my point. They're known liars, now involved in a flaunting of martial law power, all part of the takeover because they're getting ready to implode the economy and they've got to have us prepared and ready for martial law and Obama executive orders for gun confiscations. This is a lunatic takeover and they want us to have cops everywhere see this and get it normalized and the public to get normalized. Great points, Chris. Let's go to Dan Bedondi, who everyone is just marveling at, taking over just with info, real questions. The media tries to call him a heckler. No, I mean, why are there the drill? Why'd you lie about the drill? Who are all these troops? Dan, great job. What do you want to say about what you've witnessed today and what's happening now in Massachusetts in the area that you're from?
So far, it's been a long day. I still got to go to West Springfield to the gun rally. But I went to Lexington first. The police roped off all the area, and they told everybody, if you step on that line, you'd be arrested. Now, we were there with the Oath Keepers. Nobody wanted to go through that.
While the rest, there's martial law in the state. Oath Keepers can't be on the green. Yeah, it's because they can't have real Americans on the green. Now, give me your take. Give me your take on taking over the press conferences.
I think it's just a victory for InfoWars here and a victory for freedom and truth because no longer now they cannot deny this evidence. I mean, like you said, InfoWars got hit with 100,000 hits a minute, and people are now questioning. Look, I talked to people here that recognize me, and I got mixed feelings. I had some press saying, oh, we really suppose this is a conspiracy because I'm on Cambridge Street where they detonated the bombs a little while ago. And people just questioned, saying, you know, a couple guys say, yeah, I think the FBI is behind this, but I don't want to go on camera saying that. Everybody's afraid of the mighty FBI, you know. And,
oh, really? You ran into people that thought it was the government?
Yeah, and they didn't come on camera. And one media guy said he does agree with us, but he said he can't come on camera. Because.
Hey, let me ask you this. What about when I heard you bullhorning CNN? You took that over, too.
I was charged up when I left there, as you could hear me last night. I was charged up, and I told my guys, you know what? Got to put one on the trunk. We're going down to the corner, and they were having this. All the press were doing their shows and whatnot. I went on and I bullhorned the hell out of them. I could see them reading off the teleprompters. It was crazy. You could see from that view, these reporters, these pretty faces, reading off the teleprompters like good old
goddamn the Dundee, also known as the Kraken. Release the Kraken. Your secret nickname is now public. We're going to come right back to you and more callers. The Kraken is our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks around.
Don't send your kin folks to
give me no talking to. I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're in overdrive right now. We're here live.
Thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
And then we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight come in here with a bunch of other reporting, because I tend to get burnout, then don't cover everything. They'll come in here all fresh in about 30 minutes and continue to take your calls and cover news for a couple hours. We have audio and video streams at InfoWars.com/listen. And we do appreciate all your support out there, but we're just trying to fight the globalists just like you are, and trying to build a platform to stand up against the New World Order and all the things they're doing. It's really that simple. But going back to Dan Badani, then I'll go to all these other callers. Dan, what do you make? Tell us more of what was happening, but try to speak a little bit lower, because you're overdriving your cell phone. Tell us what else you witnessed. So you're out there bullhorning. Did the police try to violate your First Amendment? What happened?
Oh, yeah, they came over to our cell. You can't be in the street. Then we get on the sidewalk. Then he says you need a permission to be on the sidewalk. I'm like, excuse me. He said the rest of the press was here. I'm with the press, too. And he made every excuse in the world. But what they did, I had two shadow camera guys with me. They did the, familiar police tactic. They got in the middle of us to try to separate us because they were about to arrest us. They were eyeing to arrest us, and I got close to my camera guy again, and they're trying to hold us apart. And I told him, the only thing that saved my butt is I told him we're on the live transmission feed right now. They backed off quick. They said, you have to go down the other end of the street. They were ready to arrest us.
Well, if they were to arrest you, it'd be a major incident because they don't want the, attention to get out about what we're covering. Now, you told me you had people come over and try to stop you at the press conference, too. Bringing up a pertinent question. Who are all these private security right around where the bomb went off? Why do you say there wasn't a drill? Tell us what happened behind the scenes.
Basically, I shot down my buddy got there a little bit late, but he gave me photographs. And I could tell it was a guy next to me or behind me. I mean, he was fed, disguised as a reporter. He's listening. He's peeking over my shoulder. Everything. He finally made a text message. Well, anyway, I got handed photographs. He jumps up. He tells some guy in the back, and I guess I heard in the hallway where they came out, they got photographs. Well, a woman comes out, and she gets on the podium and says, the office is going to be doing about 5 minutes of getting things together. And when they come out, what was the first thing they said? Ignore all photographs except for what you see on the FBI. In other words, ignore everything else in the world because you have to pay attention to us. We are gods. You will pay attention to what we have to say.
That's right. You had printouts of the people of interest trying to show them, and they said, you only come to us. We're the only credible people in the world. Look at nothing else. I mean, how ridiculous. And when they did that, everybody went to InfoWars.com instead. It's like, whatever you do, don't look under my bed. Just look anywhere you want. Don't look there.
The guy behind me, too, when I got up at the photographs, he jumped up and put his clipboard in my way, so I couldn't show his photos to them, which I did anyway, to the media. He was trying everything in his power to stop his photos being shown to the media.
That's right. And the photos were what, of the Navy SEALs?
Yep. The photos of the Navy SEALs and, the first patsy they were going to blame on to demonize the Tea Party. The guy with the beard, typical Tea Party-looking person. And, now we were explaining all this. And once we said Infowars.com, well, first of all, when the press conference is over, I got bum-rushed by the FBI. And in my face, I told him, listen, I'm not afraid of you people. And they said, well, we're not afraid of you. I said, well, you better be afraid of truth and liberty because it's coming your way and you criminals are going to jail for killing innocent people. And they backed off and because I stood my ground. And the media come over to me. I had an entourage of media. And we showed the photos. We were saying, go to Infowars.com for more information. And we were basically explaining what the photos are. And this is why the FBI stated, do not go anywhere else photos but there. And that made them look bad. I mean, I've seen articles and whatnot in London and
all over. Boy, they're not used to that. They're not used to that when you say, hey, I think you're involved in a false flag. They're so used to everybody being so scared. And it's not that we're stupid. I mean, we know the price we can pay. I know you know as a father. But in the final equation, Dan, why are you doing what you're doing?
Because I have a responsibility that, that parchment paper that's written by a founder father says those who have the ability have responsibility and duty to do what we're doing. And you got that, I got that, and everybody else at InfoWars has got that, and that's what we're doing. We know we're risking our lives right now. I know, I was nervous driving home when I dropped my buddies off. I was driving down the highway, a black highway, not knowing what the heck was going to hit me, And I was going to be running off the road. I come here, I'm at Cambridge Street now. When I got out of the car, I had almost every fed, the FBI just staring at me like I was seeing himself. And I had a provocateur with a camera in my face, like most of the time, yelling insults about you and InfoWars and trying to provoke a fight with me. And, he's causing a big, frenzy over there. I mean, he's causing a big scene over there.
Undoubtedly, there'll probably be repercussions against all of us for this, but, there'll be repercussions by God against people that do things to us because look, we're sick of the government letting terrorists attack us, putting the underwear bomber on the plane. That's on record. We broke that. That was confirmed. This is clearly provocateur. Dan Bedondi, InfoWars.com reporter. Let me ask you, my friend, what do you, immersed in all this, being in Boston, in closing, and then anything else you want to add, we're going back to calls, what do you think is really going on there in Boston, and the story's changing, and the Saudi ambassadors, and now the Chechen CIA cutouts. I mean, what do you think's going on? They're doing door-to-door. They're saying every house in Boston, and folks, it's a major city, is going to be searched.
I interviewed a couple of the neighbors that lived down the street. They said the FBI knocked at the door. They were told to evacuate the house. Wasn't given the reason why. They've been out here since 7 o'clock this morning with no information. They can't go back to their homes. They got it on video. And I, in the midst of all this going on, you know, between here, Boston, Lexington, I'm telling you right now, the New World Order is laying the hammer down. And what we're doing now is God willing, you know, God and the blessed from God's hands, they're exposing this and holding this New World Order back because they are laying the hammer down. And I'm in the midst of this evil right now. And, the only thing that's keeping me sane and safe because God says, if I am with you, who could be against you? And that's the only security that I have and I trust. And, because I'm in the midst of me, like, I'm scared down by FBI agents all day and provocateurs. And, I mean, it's nuts. They're out to attack us and because we talk the truth. And I had mainstream media reporters on the sidelines there. Oh, I guess this is a conspiracy, too, you know, saying cocky remarks like that. And I mean, we're getting hit every each direction.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, my friend?
People investigate those pictures, man. Infowars.com, and we get the pictures on the website, and that's why hundreds of thousands of people a minute have gone to this website. And everybody, folks, we're not mainstream media. We need your help to get these reports done. It costs a lot of money, and it's from you people out there, the grassroots. So buy our DVDs, our videos, great stuff from Alex, the Prison Plan subscription. It helps us out because we don't get corporate sponsorship from like CNN does. Thank you, Alex, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, great job, Dan. Just superlative job, and be sure and send us all your receipts and everything, too. And you deserve to stay in a nice hotel tonight, so be sure and take care of yourself. All right. Great job, folks. Pray for Dan Bedondi, I tell you. I've done stuff like he's doing now, but I've never done anything that big myself. I mean, I've crashed some big press conferences and exposed Janet Reno for murder at Waco, and I've confronted presidents and been arrested, and I've been... You know, I mean, I've done some, but nothing where it's a press conference that's, you know, on every TV in North America and most of the ones in Europe. I mean, listen, 100,000 visitors a minute for hours to Infowars.com. 100,000 visitors a minute. And I haven't even looked at the graphs yet. I looked at it yesterday. I was like, what? I mean, it was just like, and it was real traffic, too. All because he got Infowars.com out during that press conference. This is a duty. I want people to understand. You know, I get up here and we joke around and have some fun and stuff. And this is just beyond anything. I mean, this is getting so over the top, I don't even know what to say anymore. But I think it's important just to know that we are at a position now that is just unprecedented in the history of the new media revolution. And a lot of it goes to you, the listeners, to the good Lord above, to our sponsors, our supporters, my doggedness, my crew's doggedness, drudgereport.com, link into our stories. No mainstream media picked up the Navy SEAL photos and stuff. Drudge did it Wednesday. And then Washington Times now did a thing on it, and Washington Post had a small mention. But at the same time, you got LA Times showing me as a rat. And then saying, he used Navy SEALs, Obama did, backed up by flying monkeys from Oz, with a serious article. And they say that I'm, you know, basically said the Navy SEALs did it in the article. I didn't say that. I mean, that there might have been an operative from some other group in with them, but I don't think that's probably the case. See, they misrepresent. They prey on their audience. They prey on their readers. And it must feel good to just be cowards and just work with whatever you're told and just read off a teleprompter and... They told the media, don't cover this for 2 days now. We're 2 days plus into this since this news broke. And none of them have covered it, but the Washington Times did a good report. People bash the Washington Times all day long, but that's, you know, and of course its founder was a little strange and stuff. But the point is, it's a truly independent publication, in my view, compared to other stuff out there. I mean, so many times they cover. West Point comes out and Army College comes out and says, we're training to take on the Tea Party. You know, that's an official thing. Washington Times covers it. Forbes covers it. Forbes does some good work. But they wouldn't get any traffic if it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com. You know, we've got our own traffic from radio listeners and people, but, you know, when Drudge links to us, it doubles or triples our traffic. I mean, I'm just telling you who's out there, because let me tell you, it's pretty lonely. I wish there were more people. I wish there were more people, you know, out there. I mean, man, Glenn Beck came out against the Army vet. The active duty, he was walking with his rifle. And, of course, he was walking with his rifle because it had happened to his buddy. And it was an active sergeant. And they took his guns in that same area. Fort Hood's right there. And so, you know, and they're like, oh, he did it to make a point. You know, so now he's a bad guy. I mean, it's like, man, that's what loyal opposition is. And I'm not even getting, it's creepy that on the libertarian flank, we've got the enemy coming down on us. We know who they are. And then there's just constantly this bayonet being stabbed in our stomach. I'm sick of it, man. I'm tired of it. We need to, like, circle the wagons against the globalists big time here. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly's another one who did pieces on JFK and E. Howard Hunt like 25 years ago when he was on Extra, or was it Hard Copy? And this is kind of bad audio. Somebody shot it off their television screen. But Bill O'Reilly came out and attacked Alex Jones for Family Guy and Dan Bondi for asking a question. And they only cover us when they can say we're lying. And all we did was Watson did a blurb about a clip. He went and checked the original Family Guy, you know, thing. It was two clips from the same episode showing how he runs over people at the Boston Marathon. And they say, how'd you do it? How'd you win? And he shows him detonating two bombs. He then goes on to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge, too. And it's called a Turban Cowboy, a Tea Partier that joins Al-Qaeda. That's the whole thing. And they came out on the CNN, Fox there, and said, we're just liars that it never happened. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. And, of course, that was just a minor blurb we put out, so they chose to focus on that. And then censored and blocked our videos online so you couldn't see what we really said. You know, they take down what we really said. They're blocking the Navy SEAL stuff and all the other and the other suspects. On Facebook, that article's up at InfoWars.com. They do not want this information getting out there. So here's the Bill O'Reilly clip.
In the back of the book segment tonight, did you see that? We begin with a March 17th episode of The Family Guy.
I'm Bob Costas, here with Boston Marathon winner Peter Griffin. Peter, how did you do it? Damn phone's busted. Maybe I dialed wrong.
Now, that didn't actually happen on television. That was doctored by some online pinheads. They distorted that clip from The Family Guy, who is now pulling everything off the net. Here to explain further, Julia Huddy.
I mean, you know the way people are. People are crazy. That was so just, I mean, it's so ironic that that aired March 17th.
Now, how could somebody do that?
Two separate storylines in one show.
Here, hit pause and back it up.
These are sick people.
No.
Hit pause and back it up 10 seconds. So first they say it didn't happen. Then she says it aired March 19th. They show him running over people to get to the front of the Boston Marathon and winning with piles of dead bodies and blood everywhere. And then they go, how do you do it? And he detonates a bomb, blowing stuff up. And then he also blows up other stuff. So our point is, it's about terror attacks with cars and bombs. And then they sit there and say we're a liar. And then say it never happened. Here, let's back it up and play it from there. Here it is. Go ahead and play it. That's good, guys. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, that's eerie enough. But then they go in, these internet geeks, and they twisted it around. That's not what people saw on TV.
No. They took two separate storylines in the same show. They spliced it together.
They spliced it together.
And it does look very convincing. Now, he is wearing, you can see there.
But how do you do that? How can you do that?
I don't know, I'm not good at that, but they took it and put it up on it again, and you can do anything online. You can take anything and splice it down. You know that. I mean, it's easy to do that. It's just that it was
what kind of person would do that? You know, I mean,
what kind of a person would blow up the Boston Marathon and kill innocent people?
Yeah, good pause.
We know, but that's
right there, back it up 10 seconds. What kind of person would blow up the Boston Marathon? That's why she's got that job as a New World Order propagandist. There she's saying, basically, we blew up the Boston Marathon. You know, the people that would do that, and they get to us in a moment, we would blow up the Boston Marathon. No, no, it's you that reads off the teleprompter. It's you that knows about all this and then gets up there and does this as if you're the only ones that can be listened to. Let's go back to this clip.
And splice it down. You know that. I mean, it's easy to do that. It's just that it was
what kind of person would do that? You know, I mean,
what kind of a person would blow up the Boston Marathon and kill innocent people?
Yeah, I know, but we know, but that's a different situation. Trying to, you know, capitalize in this way, it just, all right.
I think
we live in a very disturbing
easy
world.
Easy of an opportunity for some sickos out there
all
to
right.
take
now you think that's disturbing? Look at this. Mm-hmm. Governor Deval Patrick, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, having a press conference. We'll take.
Is this another false flag state attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the kids on the street?
No. Next question.
Dan, good job getting your question into the governors and others. No doubt you shut down their press conferences. What can you tell us about behind the scenes, Dan Bedondi?
Since I asked a question, I asked them again, and they wouldn't answer the question, and I got the look of death from every federal agency that was there, the government officials, everything, and I knew right away I'd run my camera quick, you know, as soon as the press conference is over, because the woman gets right on the stage, this is the end of the press conference, and everybody's, you know, gives me the look of death, so I grab my equipment and I jet it right out of there.
Right, now, that's not a joke. That's a real talk show host and this idiot in a car, and that they're saying is it's an inside job. The U.S. government bombed the people in Boston. Right?
The talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. And he's been on the air since day one saying that this is a job by the FBI. It's a false flag job. You heard the reporter question as to whether it was false flag job, meaning, you know, is this just, you know, they're twisting it around to make it look like it's something else, another entity, but really is the government. It's so sick, and this guy's an idiot, and, you know, the people at the press conference totally ignored it.
I think that this internet stuff with this access now that mm-hmm. people have has made more crazy people. Because people who are borderline crazy now go in there and become crazy.
We don't buy your crap anymore.
Crazy opinion heard. And this right. guy's on 60 stations and
150 plus.
He's got a lot of followers. He's got a big website. Yeah. He's considered legit among the crazies.
Yeah, you hate it, don't you?
Hey, everybody, thank you.
Welcome.
Factor tip of the day. What Americans watched on television immediately after.
All right, there you go. I mean, that is the type of crud. That is the type of crud. And if you want to see the video in a little bit better quality, it's up on Infowars.com in the article dealing with that. I mean, you know, you've got all these patsies there. They're saying right-wingers are about to blow stuff up. We're going to get your guns. You're about to blow stuff up. And I'm like, no, we're not. You see it all built up. You see the patsies. We release the photos. They release the same photos the next day. Credibility. Does anybody say we broke that? No. There's Navy SEALs and others crawling all over this, right around where the bomb goes off, looking right where the bomb is. It's so obvious. Now they've got a city shut down in martial law and other cities, door to door, locked down. This country is in a battle for its heart and soul. And we send a reporter to a meeting to go, hey, you were running a drill. The witnesses say this. There's what looks like Navy SEALs there. What do you have to say? And their answer is, we need to throw you out of the press conference. Because you're supposed to sit there and fold your hands in your lap. And the FBI spokesman says, you only look at photos we give you. Is that understood? Look at nothing else. Only believe us. I mean, that's like Jim Jones crap. That's like cult stuff. You know, I'm not in the government cult. I'm done believing whatever you say. It doesn't mean I just don't, you know, then believe nothing and go make stuff up. I go research. And I've been saying, get ready. And they were going to blame the right wing. And now they've switched off into Muslims. But watch, they could say Muslims connected to gun owners or something. I mean, because they've been trying that behind the scenes. They are coming after our liberties, period. The globalists have committed incredible amounts of crimes, and they know they're going to end up going to jail if they don't fully take over. Okay, so anybody who doesn't know we're in trouble, and you've heard, I don't screen your calls, cops, military citizens, we're on AM and FMs all over this country, internet, satellite, XM, you name it, everyone except one guy has called in and said inside job. One guy. So, look, you've lost, okay? I mean, you are... Bill O'Reilly has 3 million viewers a night. Oh, my gosh. And he, you know, gets $10 million a year or whatever it is. Bill, this show has 3 million listeners a day, you egomaniac. yesterday, we haven't even looked at the graphs yet. It was 100,000 new people piled on top of others that were on the site every minute. Every minute. And again, I'm only telling you that because you're little egomaniacs. Talk to your geriatric audience, nothing against old people, but talk to your scared, mainline, elderly audience. A lot of elderly folks are actually awake, but talk to the people. I mean, you look at the ads on Fox, it's diaper ads, man. And you know, you're sitting there telling people, you know, who are 85 years old, God bless them, about how evil Alex Jones is trying to scare old ladies. And it's just fine. I mean, sit there and act like a handsome young man to the old ladies, man. We're going to talk to the young people. We're going to talk to the military. We're going to talk to the police. We're going to talk to people that actually are competent and know what's going on, and we're not going to let you take over. You got that, jackass? So sit there and say I'm full of crap all you want, okay? I mean, you are a piece of work. You know, I dare you, O'Reilly, to have me in studio with you, because I've seen you get like this with your other other guests and stuff. In fact, I challenge you, Bill O'Reilly, to a boxing match. Heard your dad used to beat the hell out of you pretty good, so I bet you're a tough guy. Doesn't matter, man. The more you beat me, the meaner I get. I challenge you, you cowardly punk, to a boxing match. How's that sound? There you go. It's kind of a joke, folks. I'm not really serious. He'd beat me up, probably. Anyways, the whole point is hatred of America would come through. Anyways, what we need is the O'Reilly sex tape, but I guess all that got classified. That's when O'Reilly really got bad and became like this liberal, socialist, globulative of scum. Let's go ahead, you know, with him and his sex tapes, perverting around with the women at the office. Let's go to Rod in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome, Rod. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, one thing I want to say that you would be on a shadow of a doubt or a raving lunatic, and let me explain why. This is a quote that was put out by Desmond James, and he says, "The truth's initial commotion is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. And when a well-packed web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth is totally, utterly preposterous, and its speaker is a raving lunatic." So that's why I say you're a raving lunatic. We're all thankful for you, because you've probably been the spearhead of this whole country, basically, on the information that you've been able to gather and stuff. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, by the way, I don't like to actually have to admit that we are the tip of the spear right now, and it's super creepy. I don't like it.
Well, I can appreciate that, man, but you're appreciated by millions of people across this country, and we all see. But I can say one thing, especially your audience, not that I have all the answers, but I do know one thing, that we are going to overtake and we are going to win, and we're going to get on the right side of history. And all these thugs and criminals in the district, the criminals up there, and these turncoats that have, you know, tried to down our Second Amendment rights, and that these people, their day is coming of reckoning real soon, real quick. There is a paradigm shift that's going on in this world right today that's going to shift the whole balance of power, of wealth and money and power, and it's coming, and they know it. And I think on top of what Europe has done, which is a major dynamic, you definitely got these people on the run, and God bless you for it.
No, we've got them on the run, and if they do set me up or kill me or anything, I want you all to continue InfoWars. I want my operation to continue. I want to be able to just have them defeated. Go out, confront them at press conferences, confront them everywhere. Take over the info war. Never back down. Look, they're not going to stop us. The only reason they haven't killed me, believe me, they love to. They kill people all the time, is they know it would probably turbocharge everything. We like in Road Warrior when they turn the nitrous oxide on, you know, the vehicle goes into, you know, doubles its speed in mere seconds. So, whatever. Hell, I'm so damn exhausted. Sometimes they come after me and I don't even worry about it. I'll be like, oh, really? You're about to get me out of my work? I'll never commit suicide, though. I love life. All right, I'm going to go home and see my family. The crew's coming in here. Overdrive at Infowars.com/listen. See the video feeds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.